I just got an email while on this call saying, everybody stop using Zoom. There's a security flaw in it. Corporate doesn't want you using Zoom anymore. And all your personal data could be leaked, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, fine. Well, I'll do this last one then.
Okay, this is the last one. Great. I'm so glad to be part of
they
it.
May have
I feel privileged.
They may have a fix involved at some point, but we'll see. Also,
wait, so can you see us?
I can see all of you and Phil's gorgeous background and all that.
So creepy.
It is creepy. I am the voice inside everybody's head anyway, so I might as well be the voice inside your head now. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Dave Wisseman from Warner Farm in Sunderland, the Mike's Maze people, and Emily Landeck from Riverland Farm, which, full disclosure, was the first farm I ever had a farm share from and is near and dear to my heart still. You in the Sunderland farm community have created something totally innovative. Phil, why don't you introduce it, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
You know, I think about 6 to 8 weeks ago, we all started hearing more and more about what was going down in China, and then it went to Italy. And now, evidently, we're in a global pandemic. And
are we?
Farmers, yes. Oh. Yes. I'm sorry if I'm the first to bring this up to everybody. And farmers found themselves without a lot of the markets they were selling to. Restaurants have been closing, though some are doing curbside. We lost 3 million college students in New England who got sent home. Don't blame us, parents.
Mm.
And farmers needed to do what they always do, which is we have grown things. These things are great to have on your table for you to eat. Now we have to figure out in a pandemic how to get it to our communities.
So, Emily, what are you doing to get this food to the community?
We started a collaborative of three farms in Sunderland. It is called the Sunderland Farm Collaborative, conveniently. It is designed to bring our three farms, as well as a lot of other local, both farms and producers, to bring all this food together, put it in a box, and actually deliver it to people's homes, as well as some smaller drop sites around the Pioneer Valley where people can go pick up those boxed up goods.
And the farms are Riverland, Warner Farm, which Dave Wisseman is from, and Kitchen Garden Farm, right? Which many people may know because of their extraordinary sriracha and other hot sauces and their chili festival. But that's the third Sunderland farm that's teaming up with you?
Correct.
Yep. So we're in a pandemic.
We are?
How do you? Yes, I'm just going to keep coming back to that.
Okay.
Monty, I really feel like you should have known that by now.
I know. I've just been out of it.
Yeah. Sometimes we try to buffer Monty from the world.
That's fair.
And I'm just wondering, like, so how do three farms start a new business in the middle of a pandemic?
The three farms involved in this, we were all friends before this even started. And we've collaborated in many different ways up until now, whether it's just sharing equipment between us or we collaborate with the Kitchen Garden every fall to throw the Chili Fest at Mike's Maze. We've kind of always thought about ways to work together and come up with some sort of business there where we could all collaborate together. The pandemic kind of ended up throwing that collaboration into overdrive. And it was about 2 weeks ago, we all got together outside, socially distanced on a porch, and started talking about what this might look like and what it could turn into. Figuring out a way that we can still get our food to the community and best serve people in the crazy new reality we all find ourselves in.
Dave Wisseman from Warner Farm, one of the three farms that are part of this Sunderland Farm Collaborative. Let's say I want farm fresh stuff that you three farms at Warner and Riverland and Kitchen Garden have. What do I do and how do I get this stuff?
You simply log on to our website, which is sunderlandfarmco.com. Right, Emily?
It's so new. Okay. I don't even know.
It's so new. It's happening so fast. You simply log on to our website and you have a easy to navigate online shopping platform. You can essentially scroll through the store that is there. You'll select a delivery date and then you'll scroll through. You can see everything, all the products that each individual producer is listing on that site and put together your shopping cart. Select if you want it to be delivered to your house or if you want it to go to a certain drop site, because we're working with several local businesses to have drop sites, including Abandoned Building Brewery, Progression Brewery, the Leverett Co-op, and then also dropping off right at Warner Farm's own Millstone Market in Sunderland. So you can select one of those drop sites or home delivery, and you will check out. And then on the day that you select, we're delivering either Wednesdays or Saturdays. Your box will be either available for pickup at those drop sites starting after noon, or the box will be delivered right to your doorstep.
What is the radius for this? How far out will you go? Emily Landick from Riverland Farm.
We started big.
That's the way you're supposed to do it, I think, right? Start huge.
Yeah, you know, we started big and it was like, we thought we were being pretty conservative. And I think after the first delivery day, we were like, all right, we need to shrink it down even a little bit more. Mostly, actually, we decided we needed to shrink down a little bit because of vehicle access. So our radius right now is... help me, Dave, if I miss a town. It is Amherst, Hadley, Northampton, East Hampton, Florence, Waitley, Conway, Deerfield, all kinds of Deerfields. I'm working upwards. Sunderland, obviously. Montague, woo! Turner's Falls, Greenfield.
You named my town.
Good job.
We will deliver right to your doorstep.
Oh, it will come to your doorstep.
That is so good.
But we are dividing that radius up into routes, into different routes for each of us. And we have at least 4 vehicles on the road every delivery day. It's looking more like 5 right now.
I just want to commend you all because this is so necessary right now when it feels somewhat terrifying and also exhilarating to go to a supermarket, which if you asked somebody about this a month ago, they'd be like, I don't know what kind of crazy talk you're talking, but that is what so many people are experiencing. And yet we do want to continue to eat healthy. We want to continue to support our farmers and our local businesses. And for to take something so awful as this quarantine and pandemic that we're experiencing and to make something so innovative out of it is extremely commendable, especially because it's 3 farms, 3 separate businesses working together to make it happen.
I'm kind of curious, here you've launched this business. What are you doing as you would be doing any time in April to prepare for harvest in June, July, August, September, October?
The tricky thing is we're launching a business, you know, 2 weeks in during a global pandemic. It's nice and easy. Everything's going smooth. No, we very much, it's everything is changing very rapidly and we're doing our best to keep up with it. The tricky thing about being farmers is that the pandemic's happening, but the seasonality of farming is still very much a reality. And we are essential businesses and we have to figure out a way to continue to run our businesses in the time of social distancing. And this is April going into May, and this is prime time for planting. And we have to still try and get things in the ground. If we don't do the work now, we don't really get to just call it off. If we don't plant stuff now, the fields are not going to have anything in them come June, July, and August.
You can't plant on Zoom?
I'd have to think about the logistics of that. Technically, you could probably, you don't need a lot of like Wi-Fi hotspots and everything to make sure
and
it was all working
tractors.
Right. Yeah.
And I just want to sort of introduce something a little bit sobering. You know, I'm thinking about, as I think everyone is, like, who is in my inner circle that I can have contact with? And right now, honestly, it's my wife and my son is quarantined 10 feet away. But you're running a small business where you have crews working for you and everyone needs to rely on each other to stay safe. And I'm just wondering what you could share about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, every farm is differing in the way that we're kind of like implementing new safety procedures and whatnot. I know for a fact that all of these farms that are in the collaborative, both the member farms as well as the producers that we've brought in, we all already practice a lot of food safety processes. And so we're basically just continuing those processes. We're making sure we're sanitizing surfaces. We're washing our hands regularly. We're sanitizing our hands. You know, we're going through all those normal steps, maybe even more often, but you know, it already was very much in place. But the things that are changing are that, like, there's that 6-foot distance, you know, and what does that look like when we're working together? And generally speaking, probably in most tasks that we do on a daily basis, we can stay about 6 feet apart, but like, I'm looking down the road at like transplanting and stuff, and people are going to be closer together. And so, you know, how are we going to, in those situations where we are going to have to be close together, how are we then going to kind of mitigate risk otherwise? Because I have to be close, you know, within 3 feet of that person when I'm transplanting, because they're literally sitting on the seat across the bed from me. But how are we now going to make sure that I don't know, I'm not breathing on you. I'm not, or spitting on you, I guess, ultimately. I'm making sure that I wash my hands before I touch anything and that you've washed your hands before we go into this and sanitize throughout and everything like that. I think that those kinds of things, as we look down the line, are going to really just, they're just another level of things for us to be thinking of as business owners. Right now on most of our farms, our crews are probably a quarter, if not a half, of what they usually look like in the summertime. And one of the big things that I'm thinking about a lot right now is, what does it look like to bring on people to make that crew bigger? Because our plan is to grow the same amount of food that we were planning to grow pre-pandemic. You know, so if we're going to grow all that food, we still need to hire all those people. But what is our procedure? You know, we're having to put in place procedures and processes around bringing people on and bringing people into our, like you said, Phil, our like little germ circle. You know, how do we bring those people in? And, you know, we've started to talk about just what it, how people's outside of work lives can impact work. And it's not something that I necessarily want to be saying to people, is like, this is what you can and cannot do outside of work. But there, I think that it's really important that the people who are coming into our sphere have an understanding that what they do outside of work could really impact both themselves as well as all of the health and wellness of everyone around them that are also considered an essential employee.
Annalie Landick from Riverland Farm and Dave Wisseman from Warner Farm and Mike's Maize. And in absentia, we've got Kitchen Garden Farm, who are part of this Sunderland Farm Collaborative, a new business that has just sprung up in response to the pandemic to get farm fresh food from these three Sunderland farms to you in a pretty wide radius. I thought it was going to be like Sunderland and South Deerfield, but no, it is a pretty wide and ambitious radius. I can't wait to take advantage of it myself. And kudos again to all of you for coming up with this. It's the kind of thing that we like to do as local heroes, as CISA is always encouraging us to do. And Phil Korman is director of CISA, buylocalfood.org.
Stay safe, Monty. And I'm sorry you didn't know about the pandemic before. I'm sorry.
Really hate to break it to you.
Google it. You'll find out all about it.
Yeah. If you have questions, come back to us.
Right. I'll just watch the president's briefings on it. I'm sure he knows everything that's going on.
He's super smart. He knows everything.
Really?
Easter's going to be great. Easter's great for everybody.